Hot Bikers, narrated by Alexandra Anderson, for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. Free as a Bird on the Mountain, by Kim T. Ryan. She touches herself. She lets go of the handlebars with her left hand, presses her fingers against her pussy, and asks herself why she feels as horny as a goat. Is it because she's jolting along above Hemsedal Mountain astride a throbbing motorbike? Is it because it's Saturday? And why does everything have to be so challenging to get at? Those leather trousers are so stiff and thick. Is it because it's late summer and hot as hell? She presses her pussy against her glove. She knew it as soon as she woke. This was the day for finding a remote spot and messing around. It's her first summer as a single girl in 6 years. And has she made the most of it? She's warmed up with a few affairs, but now she's ready for something bigger. Her life has been boring. Something has got to happen. She hasn't felt this randy since a long time ago. She puts her hand back on the handlebars. She's seen another biker on the road behind her and has to concentrate, or she might get startled and lose control of the bike. The place between her legs is hot and pounding. She takes a deep breath and tries to think of boring things. For the last hour, she's been fantasizing like crazy. She's decided to stay overnight in Gol, and anything could happen there. She'll sit in the hotel's hot tub and doze, and maybe even flirt with the handsome guy. She'll comment that he has nice hands. He'll smile crookedly, and soon they'll be exploring each other in the bubbles. People will come and go, and she'll be wet in the water beneath his fingers. Her hands will find his cock, the water jets will massage all sorts of nerves, and soon they'll be hiding grimaces and sighs behind fake laughter. She keeps her eyes on the guy on the bike behind her. It probably is a guy, and imagines that he's looking for the same thing as her. He'll turn off down a side road and let the bike stimulate his body. Maybe he has had sex on a motorcycle. She'd like that. Sitting astride is a man on a bike. A man who's also her lover. The bike is her animal. And today she feels wild like an animal. Like a bird. She drifts off course and presses her fingertips against her clitoris again. She breathes in the smell of fertilizer, forest, grass, exhaust, cigarette smoke from an open car window. Everything is going blurry. She moans loudly in the wind. Just at that moment, she realizes that someone has come up alongside her. She jerks her hand away and loses her grip. The bike wobbles. Adrenaline shoots out in every direction and she hears herself scream. He passes her quickly. She's breathing deep breaths, feeling lightheaded. He doesn't stop looking at her in the mirror. She's there behind him, the woman who lost control as he passed her. The bike wobbled dramatically, and it looked as if she was going to come off, but she recovered. And now she's not doing more than 60.